the show.
Hey everyone, it's our 100th episode. Woo!
Yay!
Thank you, Mott. You know what? It is so fun. We had the chance to, many of you know, we put a shout out for folks to give us their contact information so we could call you guys and make you a part of this milestone with us. 100 episodes. It's been almost 2 years since this show started. I can't even believe it. Does it look like I've aged, Mott?
Not a day.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we'll slip you a 20 shortly after we finish taping. But we were able to call. We had a bunch of you write in and say that you wanted to weigh in and be a part of these two shows, these two upcoming shows. We had to make it two shows, people. So it's really 101 because we had great calls with people. So guys and girls, national and international. Is national, does that make sense? U.S. and international? I don't even know. Whatever.
U.S. and Canada.
I'm so sorry. That's international. I know. People who've lived in other countries. Yeah, sorry about that. We didn't keep any of you folks in massively different time zones in mind, but that's okay. Please continue writing to us. But we had a great time looking back, reflecting on the past 100 shows, really asking people what has impacted them the most, what they want to see in upcoming shows, just chit-chatting with them about personal stuff and their lives and just what's going on. So that's been super, super fun. Mm-hmm. That's going to be coming up here and in the next show, like I said. And then we're also going to have our team, Mott, Ted, Steve, Candace by phone. We chatted with her a little bit, and myself, talk about what we have enjoyed most as well.
And what
we've loved.
And our favorite music. We're going to be picking our favorite artists,
we're
going to be playing them as bumpers for the next two shows.
Favorite music. So you will be hearing the Gaithers again, people. I'm just saying, okay. Just kidding. I think Mott was trying to keep that from me. That's very unfortunate. So, and we actually have, Dave is there. I need to give a shout to Dave too. He's been with us almost the entire time.
Yes.
Working the boards, taping us, retaping us, editing us, and throwing in various witticisms and, quite frankly, some rude comments occasionally. But we're forgiving him.
So thank Dave for the polished
Dave,
product.
Can you just say hello quickly?
Hello quickly.
Thank you, Dave. So listen up, folks. You will hear just friends and fellow fans here, and you'll probably find a lot that's reflective of your own experience with our show. Just because you didn't make it on the show or just because you didn't have us call you, whatever, doesn't mean we don't want to hear from you. So make sure that you keep the conversation open and talk to us. And until then, here we go.
Nothing else but Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, and Him crucified. We resolve to know nothing else but Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and our sacrifice to come to God by.
Welcoming by phone, Caroline. Caroline, welcome to the Boundless Show, 100th episode.
Woo, thanks for having
me. Hi, Caroline.
Hey. Woo, or as I like to say, woo woo. it is so fun to actually hear your voice, and I know this is another, it's so funny how many of these folks, like, we hear either through, Facebook or whether it's on the line or whatever, but so we kind of feel like we know you a little bit, but just kind of now this is another level of just saying, hey, and thanks for being such a great listener and friend, so.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Of the show. So now you said, I know you told us that you've actually been listening since the beginning and haven't missed an episode. That's just pretty hardcore.
Yes. I'm a huge fan, so I get excited every time it pops up in my iTunes. Yes, a new episode.
That's so fun. Okay, what have been, like, do you have an episode or a segment or something that has actually stood out for you?
I think when you had your mom on that time, it was really fun, too, because I know you talk about her a lot, but to actually, like, hear her and you, like, dialogue, that was really fun.
She is a blessing, and she would be a fan of the show if she had ever heard it. She just has yet been
able... She heard our modules? Is that what she calls
them?
Yeah,
she calls them, you know, how are those modules going? No, actually, that's not true. I did play... Last time I was home, I played 2 episodes for her, and she really liked the show. So,
good.
Yeah, and I think... I'm trying to remember if she even heard the interview that I did with her. I'm not sure, but yeah, she's a hoot. So... I don't know. In fact, I'm going to tell this quick story because she, for those of you that follow me on Facebook, saw that maybe I gave this status update last week. But I was talking to her on the phone and literally it was only like a few minutes. And then she was like, well, I'm going to get to bed because I'm just feeling kind of dizzy. I'm not really feeling too well today. But if you can, you know, give me a call in the morning, like maybe around 7, and just see if I'm still alive. I know. Like, what in the world is that about? So I like had to program into my phone, call mom, make sure she's still alive. And I think she didn't want to ask my sister there because she was afraid my sister would like flip out and take her to the ER or something. So all she did was take an aspirin, and then I called her the next morning and she's like, well, I feel okay, you know, I feel a lot better. So, but you know, she said she turned 80 this year, she's only giving the Lord till 85, because after that, in her words, all her friends just start losing it.
So no.
She said, I want to give him till 85 and then he can take me home. So we got to maximize these last few years.
See, that's,
I guess,
not true. Our grandma, or I'm sorry, my grandma called yesterday to wish our son a happy birthday. She's 87. Mm-hmm. She's calling from North Carolina, and she's still spunky as the day. So I don't know. Maybe she lost it a little bit in those last 2 years, but she's still kicking it.
I think it's around 90 when they start losing it.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Hey, or occasionally in your 30s.
Hey, Caroline, do you live in North Carolina? Are you from North Carolina?
I'm from North Carolina. I was born and raised there, and then I moved about 4 months ago to Boston for grad school.
So you don't mind Lisa dissing the South like she does? I'm impressed that you still listen to it.
Because I diss other parts of the United States.
Okay, thank you. And let me just talk about how I have totally like self-imposed censorship on myself, because Mott was so up in arms about it and just had a bad attitude. And I'm like, I'm not even talking about the South
anymore.
Was it
Mott or people who wrote in and complained about it?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. They're people that you probably influenced in your direction.
Sure.
So, anyway.
I think we had finally solved the whole Civil War thing, and Lisa just started the whole thing
exactly.
over.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it is over, folks, but... in some ways.
South will rise again.
Yeah.
It's all good.
So, yeah. Is anything about the show that you would like to see happen, or any guests you'd like to see on, or any other recollections?
Oh my gosh. Well, 100 episodes, that's a lot to think back and reflect on. I don't know. I would just say keep doing what you guys are doing, and it's definitely been an encouragement, and it's fun to hear updates on your lives and different things going on each week. So keep it up.
Yeah, all right. Fun. It's fun for us to do that. And I was saying earlier just how, you know, you think back on 100 episodes and you're like, wow, that's a lot of content. It's hard to believe that, you know, I think some weeks we feel like, is there, you know, anything else for us to talk about, or who else can we talk to, or whatever? And it's just kind of the Lord has always provided some direction for us. So I think
Lisa's life has stayed interesting, and so that helps.
Yeah,
exactly. I would like, yeah, as long as the dysfunction continues, the show will as well. So that's, I guess, how it plays out. But
yeah, as soon as Lisa gets it all together, our show's done.
Pretty much, yeah. So. Well, Caroline, thanks so much for joining us and letting us call you and just give you a little shout out, and make sure you do come and visit us at some point. We would love it.
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, and in the meantime, I'll continue to see you on Facebook.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks. Okay, talk to you later.
Thanks, Caroline.
All right.
Bye, Caroline.
Bye, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I was willing to give this baby all of my attention, but given the circumstances, I would never get one. Thank you. No. I've given 1,000 choices, but you just take advantage. You show me your love and then give away all our chances. I don't want this. No. How could you forget how? Holding on, say goodbye. I tremble and say,
the baby is still us. Oh yeah. I just need to see if everything was fine, but I found out you didn't want me on your mind. Loving for you is the game.
Well, on the phone right now, we have got a legend in the boundless world, and I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to be honest. His name is Brad, but y'all don't even know him as Brad. Those of you who are familiar with the boundless line know him as
BDB.
Coming straight from the Inland Empire in California, which is somewhere in Southern California, but not on the coast. That's what I tell people. We're so grateful and just excited to have you, Brad.
Thank you, Lisa.
It's really fun to have you a part of the show. Let's just talk for a second here before, because you actually have a question for us, and I'm not really into people who have serious things to say. Pretty much, I just want to talk to people who are like, Lisa, you're amazing. But you have a real question. But I just want you to tell us, what in the world was your first contact with Boundless, and how have you just developed this, you know, love and possibly hate relationship with us? I don't know. But, you know, where you're really kind of one of our family over there on the line.
What was the first one? Gosh, I don't remember. The little newsletter used to be there for years, and it was interesting. And then it started getting pushy, and then there was a way to make comments. And then people started responding to those comments, and then it snowballed from there. If you'd never answered, then it never would have turned into this.
So you've been there from the beginning, right, BDB,
of the blog?
Oh, I can't. I think so. You had it for 6 months, I think, before anyone really said anything.
Yeah, we didn't get to open our comments until about...
No, it was about a month and a half into it.
Is that all? Uh-huh. Wow, yeah. Hmm. But we started fall of 2006.
Okay. Well, I know you really have a passion for missions because you talk about that a lot in your comments and talk about missionary friends that you know.
I have some good friends that just went to Papua New Guinea. So.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Yeah. Go ahead and give us, what is your question? Because you said you had a question, and let's just go ahead and launch into it.
Okay. In business or in athletics, they often talk about the best competitors have someone that they're competing against. Coke and Pepsi compete against each other so much that they just crush everyone else. You folks have had the opportunity with your blog to compete with other ideas. You don't just get to say things and people write back. Sometimes people challenge you. So how has that interaction with that marketplace of ideas impacted how you see your ministry and affected your philosophies?
Hey, this is Steve. I'll jump in to say early on in our blog, when we opened up the comments and we started to get a lot of that pushback and questioning and challenging, we came across this phrase about how blogs can be a naked conversation where you're a lot more vulnerable than when you just push something out without giving people a chance to react. And ever since then, I would say it has really refined us, has pushed us, has stretched us, has made us a lot more reluctant to put something out there that we're not prepared to mm-hmm. come back and explain and defend and to just grow with the audience and insights. And so I think it's been one of the best things to happen to Balance.
Yeah, and we let through a lot of comments because we think the commentators like to hone their skills. For example, we allow Russian Cap, who's an atheist, to comment quite a bit because I think a lot of our commenters like to go back and forth with him, and I think it helps them as well as us.
Yeah, this is Ted. When I write blogs, I'm often hearing voices in my head.
But you know, that was happening earlier.
That has nothing to do with the blog.
It's the voice of the constituent who's about to read what I'm writing, and I'm hearing them challenge me on certain points. Mm-hmm. So it makes me want to confirm that what I'm saying is accurate. I might link to an article or a piece of scripture that affirms what I'm writing. And in some instances, I've, some of these folks who are a little belligerent in their comments on the things that I've said, or on things other people have said. I've actually changed my mind on certain things. For example, I think at times Boundless has been a little hard on men, probably because the leadership is all men and we're hard on each other and ourselves. But we tend to be a little harder on men than on women at times. And so I found I personally benefited from the strong dialogue with some of our readers.
And now Ted's equally hard with women. That's
I know. I was going to say
the progress.
That. So, hey, BDB, what are some of your disagreements with us and things that we've written?
Oh, goodness. I think I've commented on those already. I don't disagree all the time. I think that you have a very good format. I think that format's very important because a lot of people in ministry and in politics do not listen to the back and forth at all. Huh. And that really, I think, is bad for the country, and I think that causes ministries to fail, really. Huh. And so being willing to interact and push ideas. Now, granted, I learned this in graduate school where my professors would knock me across the room if I didn't have evidence for something I believed.
Yeah.
And people who haven't had that experience don't like that level of intense interaction usually.
Mm.
But it really does, once you've faced people who disagree or disagree on minor points, you know, I mean, we're not going to all agree with Reformed theology, but that doesn't mean that people aren't Christians. Well, you know, some people, some sects might believe that. But it does make you think about the whole scope of history and the whole scope of the landscape and who you're, what you're really trying to accomplish.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, you know, my interaction with Boundless, obviously, apart from the podcast, the stuff that I read is a great indicator of how Boundless does make people think. Just the variety of topics and the way that we do allow people to weigh in, I think that's really cool. And I think it's very distinct, even by Focus standards, because, you know, Focus was founded on the ideas and the passions of Dr. Dobson. And when people tend to contact us, they're like, what does Dr. Dobson think about XYZ? Well, Boundless, you know, none of us, even though we are all individually amazing people, none of us would probably say that, you know, we have the corner on every bit of info necessary for young adults in their 20s and 30s and beyond. So I think it's cool that we kind of have that forum of ideas to put out there.
And I do think that you've done a very good job also in terms of reaching out and finding new material. And perhaps it's the discipline of having to do something every week. But you've gone out and found what some people are concerned about competing ministries and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've really reached well beyond that. And I don't know how much of that Focus was always like because they've had resources and publications from other authors. But I think that's a good thing as you move into a new generation as a ministry, with Dobson retiring, it helps with a new generation of leadership to really think through what you believe and why you believe it, because you have to stand on your own.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, Brad, thank you so much for joining us, for letting us call you on this workday and invite you to be a part of this 100th episode. It's very fun for us to actually hear your voice. We obviously see your text very often. So when are you going to come out here and visit us?
When is it going to be? When does the snow stop again?
It never stops.
So next June.
I was in Denver 2 years ago. I almost came by, but it snowed, and I had meetings.
You know, you need to come by, and this time, you know, Ted will get you lost somewhere here in Colorado.
There you go. There's a backstory on that. I met Brad out in California. It was a great time.
That's good. So we love meeting people. So, all right. Well, thanks so much, Brad, for joining us. It's really been our privilege to be able to meet you and interact with you. And thanks for kind of keeping on as part of our audience.
Thank you very much. And keep up the good work.
Time feels like it's moving in slow motion. The questions on your mind fill the air tonight. Something's stirring.
get complicated. Slow down your crazy ride and breathe out the air you just breathed in. There are secrets to unfold and visions to behold about the year.
Okay, we now have Jeannie on the phone for our 100th episode. Jeannie, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, Jeannie is from Northern Minnesota, which is why we let her be on our show, because Northern Minnesota is amazing. Love the 218 area code. She is from up near Duluth, which is, you know, northeastern Minnesota. And I'm going to be honest, Jeannie, I haven't been to Duluth too many times, but I have a few times. And one time was to visit the prison. And so that
you
was...
know what? I've actually been to the prison, too.
Oh, OK. Were you incarcerated?
Did you guys date the same guy?
We did. No, I wasn't.
Oh, Steve knows too many of my stories. No, I have not dated prisoners. No, I haven't. I mean, many other manner of guys.
That's good,
but
to
not
draw
prison.
The line,
yeah.
Lisa. That's good.
That's kind of where I really draw the line in the sand on that. But well, that is so fantastic that you are here with us today, Jeannie. I know you said in your note to us that you're a big fan of the podcast, and you know, but you keep up with us. You mentioned the line as well, so that is very cool. How long have you been listening to the show?
I've actually only been listening to the show since October, but I have been frantically trying to listen to all the old shows.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have a way to listen to it until then, but I asked for an MP3 player for my birthday specifically so that I could start listening to the podcast.
Very oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, and I know you put in your note, too, and I'm just going to come out here and say it, that, you know, you want to do coffee, and I totally want to do that as well. So somehow we're going to have to hook up and be able to do that, whether in Minnesota or here. So... That
sounds
just
like a plan.
Yeah, that is just faux show, because I'm always up for that. Okay. And it's funny because I think people think like that I don't know who these people are, but especially folks who are like my Facebook friends, it's like, oh yeah, remember when you made that comment or something? It's just like I just remember people. So I love actually hearing people's voices. So give us do you have any like favorite moments from the podcast, Jeannie, or anything that you've specifically, you know, something has changed your thinking on a specific topic as a result of listening in?
I don't know so much about the podcast because, like I said, I just started listening to it, but Boundless as a whole has definitely changed my thinking. It's given me so much freedom to desire marriage and be public about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is a common theme when you talk to people, but it really has helped me be able to articulate my deep desire and not be ashamed of it. And it's been very helpful. I don't know how many times I'm like, have you ever read Boundless? No. Okay, here's 5 articles that you have to read before we can talk about this anymore.
And which 5 would those be?
Yeah, what are your go-to articles?
I just said 5 as a random number. There's probably about 50, but I would say the article that was called Defending the Cost of Delaying Marriage, that was one of the best I've ever read.
Yeah, that's a good one.
How did you discover Boundless?
I don't actually remember how I discovered it. Isn't that weird?
How long have you been reading?
Probably over 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that's good. Do you, like, now that you've started listening to the podcast, do you have any suggestions for us or anything you'd like to see us cover? And then actually, if we've already covered it, we'll be like, hello, listen to the back episodes. We already covered that.
I would just say it can't be too long.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, It seems like it's over as soon as I start listening to it. So,
And by not being too long, do you mean like you want us to actually provide more content, or do you want me to just blather on about random details from my life?
Because there's a balance. You guys like side conversations. It's so funny.
Which is your favorite segment, Roundtable Culture or Inbox?
I would probably say Inbox.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
that's good stuff.
I don't know why. I love hearing good counsel. And I'm always like, yes, they are right on target.
Oh.
That's good.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it's funny. It's I think that's a great evidence of how God has just really blessed this podcast. Because, I mean, there are literally days, and I'm just going to speak for myself here, and I'm not even the one that's giving the advice, although, let's be honest, I weigh in often. because life experience. But anyway, sometimes I go in and I look at a question and I'm like, oh my word, what are we supposed to say to this? You know, yeah. And then fortunately, like Candace or Steve or someone will come up with something good. And then I'm like, oh yeah, you know, that totally, I just feel like, because obviously I'm walking through this as well with y'all, mm-hmm. still being in the stage of life myself, I just feel like I benefit from a lot of the wisdom as well. So
I'm just glad Candace has the chutzpah to take on the ones she does, because we could easily say, oh no, forget about that one. Forget about that. But she doesn't mind. She's like, all right, I got it.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
I think eventually we're going to have to probably attribute one of our security guards to her. She's going to get to the point, you know, with her, you know, she always says, oh, it's just the marry or die message, you know, and she gets all these haters and I'm just like, stop it. So whatever. We don't listen to the haters. We're just like, whatever.
So. And I have to say, Lisa, I so appreciate that you are in the same place that I am. I know you're sick of it. I'm sick of it, but there's at least one other person that feels my frustration. So I just appreciate how honest you are on the podcast.
Amen, sister. Okay. Yeah. Well, one of these days we're going to have 500 women that have gotten married as a result of the podcast. And we're going to have like a special episode for all of us to tell our stories.
That'd be great.
That'd be super.
And that's only after Mott, Ted, and Steve, you know, give the guys more of a hard time and just shame and guilt them with all their lameness. No, Just teasing. So. Well, Jeannie, it is such a privilege to meet you here on the podcast for our 100th episode, especially you being a newer listener. Thanks for being willing to speak out, and I'm so glad the articles have really been a blessing to you. Stay in touch with us, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and let us know how things are going, and I'm just saying, if I'm up there in the northeast part of the state, I'm going to give you a little jingle. I have your number here, so...
You better do it.
I will. And we'll go and we'll go visit the prison and go to their cafeteria and get some coffee.
There you go.
Okay, well, you have an awesome day.
You too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
It's been years in the making, and my skin, I'm shaking from the cold. I am tired from the taking, and my heart won't stop breaking, and I know moving forward can't be this hard. I'm just trying to find out who I am. You right beside me, now you're gone, and I know that when the room clears, I'm still here. Who am I when I'm alone? They say time is a healer, it's more like a concealer. Scar, 'cause it never really leaves us. It can always find us where we are. We
have Megan on the line. Megan, welcome to the Belma Show.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Megan is from Ohio, so we're just moving out a little bit east, although I hear that some people out east call Ohio the Midwest, which is crazy.
It used to be the Midwest.
Yeah. Now, are you the one, Megan, are you the one who's in the Mount Vernon area?
Yes.
Yeah, Mount Vernon, like Nazarene and all that stuff, Mount Vernon, Nazarene. Okay.
I actually went to there, yep.
Okay, because let's be honest, when I was involved in the bike rides back in the day here at Focus, we had our finale for the Ohio ride at the school. And so Yeah, we totally did. And I met like Marcy, whatever her name is, at the station.
Marcy Reinhardt, I used to work with her at the
radio.
Totally.
Okay, well, there you go. It's another connection. Okay, so because I remember when you friended me on Facebook and I was like, oh, Megan. So I felt like we already kind of knew each other through that little connection. But tell us, okay, first of all, I have to say that your email was super cute because you talked about one time on the show when I threw out a reference saying I'd found something on your Facebook page that I thought was great. And you were just like, apparently it almost caused an accident. You were like, ah, she mentioned my name or she mentioned me.
I was so excited. I was screaming. I'm like, that's me. I was waving and I forgot that I was driving and it was pretty bad, but I made it okay.
That's hilarious. Well, I am sorry that I almost caused an accident. I'm pleased that it was like, you know, not myself in an accident, you know, causing my own accident because that's what I usually do. So I'm just pleased to cause trouble for other people. Okay, now let's also say, I heard a little squawk there in the background. You are a nanny, right?
I am a nanny.
Okay, that's awesome. And we need to put that on the show because we don't want guys to feel like you were married with kids. Because we need to give you an opportunity to put yourself out there. Because, I mean, let's be honest, people that are bold enough to come on the show, we need to give them props and we need to give them some advertising. So you guys there in Ohio, her name is Megan, and we'll give you her contact info if you are interested. Okay.
That'd be great.
So I'm just saying. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the show, because I know you've said you've listened to most of the episodes. We're on our 100th here, which we're very excited about. Though we feel like we've maybe aged a little bit in the process, but that's been good. All to the glory of God. What do you specifically remember from the show? Like, what's kind of been your biggest connection with the show itself?
Oh, wow. I had such a hard time narrowing it down when I was emailing you, because there's almost every episode, there's one point where I'm laughing or crying or both or praising the Lord or something. Huh. For me, it was... I don't know, that Not Your Buddy was really big because I've been in that situation a lot with guys. Mm-hmm. Just learning a lot from Candace about finding a mentor and being intentional and what that means for a woman to be intentional, mm-hmm. Because I'm very independent, but I don't want to drive men away. So hearing that it is still possible for those of us that are very strong personalities to find men and to let them be leaders has been huge for me.
Hey, Megan, this is Mott. How long had you been listening before you said, I love this show? Because, I mean, that happened to me, actually. I was, you know, we were creating this show, and I think we were a few episodes into it, and I'm like, this is a really good show. I love this show. Did that happen for you?
I would have to say it was the opening line with Lisa, I think I'm going to get a gun. That was it for me. I fell in love with Boundless and Lisa, and I've been listening to Focus on the Family for years, but... that got me. For my age group, that was it.
That's awesome.
That's good.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, and I still haven't gotten a gun, by the way.
You haven't?
No.
But you haven't had any more things falling off the wall yet either, though, right?
I didn't, although I'm going to be honest. Over the weekend, I was doing dishes and looking out my kitchen window, and there were two guys, like, standing on the sidewalk outside just staring in my window. And I'm like, what is that about? And so then I went and talked
to
another...
Did you talk to them?
Huh?
So did you introduce yourself to them, you know, go out?
No, you know what I did? Everyone, like, on my Facebook page is like, call the police and stuff. And I'm like, no, I just darted out of sight and then came back and they were gone. Is that enough? So, yeah, just totally weird. But, yeah, I'm not sure what that's about. So it kind of brought up the whole discussion again. And I was like, maybe I should get something and just, like, have it around.
They were just looking for directions for the liquor store.
That's true.
Get a fire extinguisher.
Get a fire extinguisher and run after them with it. So
exactly, that's right.
Or I can just start singing Gaither Homecoming tunes and see if I just wear them down. Wear them down and get them saved.
Yeah, but then the Geneva Code would pull you in.
They will always be superior music, always.
Exactly. So
it's torture.
And I just need to say that even if you would have never listened to Boundless and had nothing to say to us, we would have called you just for the sake that you put Gaithers in your email. So,
you know, I was born and raised on the Gaithers. I've seen them live. I was, you know, They're a huge part of my family. So just one more connection, Lisa.
Yeah. So is there anyone that you would like to hear on the show or any kind of topics you'd like us to address in the future?
Wow. Danae Dobson. I would love to hear Danae. I know she's been doing some things. And musically, just keep it real. If you could get J.J. Heller, that would be amazing.
Oh, okay. You know, I've fallen in love
with her recently, so yeah.
Okay, I just heard about her in some venue. I can't remember what it was, so, we'll have to check that out. That's cool.
Yes, I would totally recommend her.
Okay, well, we'll do it. And in the meantime, if you ever come out here, please stop by and say hello to us.
Oh, please. I'm trying to make a trip just to come see you guys.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's going to be our new push, is plan your vacation around a trip to the Boundless Show. We're going to do a new campaign. Maybe we'll have to do some kind of like fun barbecue surrounding that or something.
That would be awesome. I've never been to Colorado, so I would love to get out there and see you guys.
Okay. Well, Megan, you keep on keeping on there with listening, and I just want to thank you. You know, first of all, I mean, I'll see you on Facebook, of course.
Right.
But just thank you so much for listening and just for really kind of getting the word out there where you are and letting people know the message of Boundless and what we're about and, you know, obviously applying it to your own life as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
We now have David on the phone. David is visiting us via phone from Florida. David, welcome.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey. It is so great to have you on the show. I'm here with Mott, Steve, and Ted, the guys.
Hi, David.
Hi.
So it's good. I mean, it's just fun to actually connect people. Like, a lot of folks have sent in their photos as well, so kind of connect faces with names and then voices. So it's very fun to hear from another one of our male listeners, which is awesome. You're a podcast listener. We're obviously celebrating our 100th episode. And you actually, in your email to us, just threw out specific episode numbers, which I got to give you props for that because I can hardly even remember. Like, I'm just like, remember back in the day when we talked to, who was the guy who had the whatever? And I'm just, you know, it's like right. Kind of, we just move on and we're just like, whatever. And we'll have people write into us and be like, so anyway, in episode 42, I just remembered that. You know, and I just think it's really cool. And people who also have specifically like called out like certain sections where they've like memorized something that was said specifically, which I think is awesome and hilarious. But tell us what your favorite episodes have been of the show and why.
Okay, well, I don't have the numbers in front of me specifically, but I really appreciate the Harris brothers and
that was good stuff.
Their talks on doing hard things. I think that's a really relevant message that a lot of young people aren't really hearing anywhere else in the culture today. So it's really refreshing to hear some of my peers challenging us to, live beyond just the Lord expectations that really are kind of the standard for our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have to like KJ52 and just his story, sharing about how he got into his ministry and his work. And Lisa, you know, makes it interesting just throwing in some of her street smart street talk, you know. think one.
By interesting, are you putting air quotes around that? Because that's really the sense I got from you right there.
the thing that's really the most refreshing about the Boundless Show to me is that, you know, we can deal with some of the real serious important issues and, you know, not be irreverent about them, but, you know, you can laugh at it at the same time, too, because, you know, we're young people trying to follow Christ in a world that's pretty much gone crazy, so you can't help but laugh at that sometimes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Is there anything specific from the show, David, that you remember that maybe changed your opinion on something or made you think about something that you hadn't thought about previously?
I think one of the biggest things that has really stuck with me has been the whole idea of intentionality and just especially being a guy in this culture that, you know, instead of just waiting for opportunities to come to you or, you know, praying for the will of God and not doing anything about it, the idea is that, you know, as men and as young people, we need to get out there and be faithful in what we have to do day by day, and God will show us what he would have us to do as we're out there working. And, you know, that goes for a professional part of life and also relationships and just serving in the church. You know, one of the big things that stuck with me was the fact that you need to really commit to the church and not just go from place to place. I wasn't as committed to the church when I was in college, but now that I've graduated and gotten out and started working, I tried to commit to one body and really invest in those people.
That's good.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is Steve Waters real quick. You mentioned the idea of being intentional and the area of discovering God's will and all that. Did you catch the episode with Kevin DeYoung with his Just Do Something?
Yes, that was a very excellent talk that he, I think he referred us to after that, and I did listen to that, and actually, it had such an impact on me, I actually sent it to some guys in my life.
Oh, good.
But I think that he did really make a good point, though, because, you know, sometimes when we talk about the will of God, people are like, well, should I wear a blue shirt today or a green shirt today?
Exactly.
Well, you know, just put on a shirt. Don't go out in the cold not wearing something. But
that's right.
Really, the bottom line is the will of God is our sanctification. So whether we go to this college or that college, you know, that's not the most important thing. It's are we becoming more like Christ? And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what happens. And I think you can have the peace knowing that you're doing what God wants you to do.
That's wise.
That's great. Hey, David, you mentioned intentionality, and you say in your email you want to give a shout-out to a special friend. Is this someone you're being intentional with?
Yes. It's certainly an ongoing story, but her name is Julianne, and we met just over a year ago, a little bit after I started listening to Boundless, and we met at her aunt and uncle's house. She's actually a international Boundless podcast listener. So
now, did you get her listening, or was she already a listener?
Well, she was not actually already a listener. She was familiar with Brio.
Okay.
She had gotten that magazine before, but I really introduced her to some of the episodes on the Boundless Show, and she started listening to it, and it's just been a real nice thing that we've been able to share.
Very nice.
That's great.
That's cool. We appreciate you spreading the word. That's fun. So, and now we've officially announced your intentional relationship. So now you're going to have to just, well, you know, keep us posted.
Yeah, I guess just to clarify for everyone out there, we met a little bit over a year ago, and I got to know her here in Florida over a period of a few months. And she's originally from the Philippines, and she went back there for the year, and we've been keeping in touch since then. But I'm going to be seeing her this coming Sunday. So,
very nice.
It was a decision that I had to make, but I'm really looking forward to seeing her again and getting to meet her family and see where she came from. I'll see you soon, Julie.
Well, that's great. David, it's been such a privilege to talk with you via phone here. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for passing on the word. And thanks for really sharing, you know, some of your own story with us. That's pretty amazing and neat to see how different topics and obviously just the Lord himself have talked to you specifically. And I think that we can officially give you credit for a new marketing campaign called Just Put On a Shirt. So we'll have to, that'll be our new intentionality campaign here at Boundless, is Just Put On a Shirt. So, well, you have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, David. Bye-bye.
I've got a lot of faith in you. No, I would never stray from you. I've got all my hope in you, 'cause it's bright outside. But as soon as the darkness comes, and as soon as the teardrops fall, I run. I've got a lot to learn from you. My heart, make it yearn for you. I'll get all I need from you, if only my soul would live like this were true. 'Cause as soon as the darkness comes, and as soon as the teardrops fall, I run.
Well, that's it for this week, folks. We're going to have more of you on the show next week to talk about your reflections, your experiences with Boundless, specifically the podcast, now that we have 100 episodes to look back on. So make sure that you do write into us. Tell us what you thought, even from the people that you've seen here. I'm sure many of them you remember from maybe comments on the blogs. You've seen them show up here and there, whatever. It's just awesome. So next week, we're going to continue the conversation. Make sure you join us, and we'll see you then.
The Boundless Show is a production of Boundless.org. Focus on the family.